Sun Camo X. God, isn't it nice not to be 98 degrees?
Oh, the best.
So nice.
It just feels like normal life. Like you can just do stuff.
Every time this happens, I'm like, oh, this is why people live in California.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say is it nice to not be in 98 degrees? Is
yes.
that what you said?
Yeah.
I was thinking like Nick Lachey. You guys have any idea what I'm
so
talking
glad
about?
Glad I didn't join
no,
that
I don't.
When
what
I had a chance.
Oh, dude.
Would have been such awesome. A mistake.
Right. Are they the band that sang Raging with the Bulls?
Oh my God. Amy doesn't know what Rage Against the Machine
no,
is.
No, I do. I was listening to the song Bulls on Parade, but
yeah,
I couldn't remember.
She's like, I was listening to this song Raging Against the Bulls.
Now, Dave, you're a musician. You love music. If somebody had told you, you can be in this boy band, and it's not the kind of music you like, but you will be hyper famous, you'd do it, right?
Probably, but I once walked out of the Hen House in Pontoon Beach.
I know it.
Because my bandmates were wanting to play Black Cat by Janet Jackson. And I looked like if you drew Joe Elliott from Def Leppard from memory. I had cut my own jeans to where they were obscene. And I had a skullet. I looked like the Crypt Keeper, just ordered pancakes. And I'm like, okay, boys, I'll see you when you guys aren't such wusses. Walked out.
Yeah, but you didn't have any chance of getting rich on that.
No, I did not.
But if they were just like, you're going to make $50 million.
Sure.
I think everybody says yes, don't they?
The only chance I had to sell out was to do a national radio show years and years ago where they offered me a lot of money, but they said, you're really funny, but you need to be the funny conservative. Mm. And we need 80% politics and 20% funny. And I really, really thought about it. And I told them I could do this for about 6 months. And then my true colors are going to show through and you're going to be happy and I'm not going to be happy. Maybe I made a mistake. But yeah, so I've had one chance to kind of sell out with a lowercase s.
Would that have been worse than being in NSYNC?
Probably. Yeah. Since you're bearing your soul.
Especially since when you're joining those bands, you're in your early 20s. You know, you're a young
dude. Actually, let me change it. I want to. Okay, so NSYNC is okay, one thing. You're huge, right? But 98 degrees or O Town. If you had to be in, if you had to be in one of those, nobody cared about.
That would have been rough. That would have been tough.
I've never had a chance to sell out. No one's offered me a chance to.
Yeah,
sell
I kind of want to
sell
coming.
Out. Don't worry, you'll get it. Shout out. We found a new pop-up restaurant downtown. It's a little food tent over at the corner of Market and 12th, I guess, right there in like the front lawn of City Hall. It's called Hot City Grill. Mm. We can see it from our office, and we both saw it driving in. We got all excited today. So you should check it out. They're open Wednesdays through Sundays. Really good group of guys. Burgers, dogs, even like vegan stuff.
Yeah, they have quite the menu.
Yeah, so if you're downtown, honor their bravery of opening up a little restaurant downtown.
And right there.
Go buy some damn hot dogs. Yeah. When we're walking over there, so I'm going to get over this age sensitivity in about 6 weeks, because once I turn 60, you know, who cares? At that point, I have another whole decade to go being invisible. But right now, I'm a little sensitive to it. And we're walking over there, and these two, Andrew and Rach, were talking about they both took trips to Hannibal when they were kids. And I said, oh, I did the same thing. I said, I was in like third grade. And I said, Mark Twain scared the hell out of me. Just all the shock white hair and everything. And Andrew goes, just long pause. He goes, it wasn't the real Mark Twain, was it?
Yeah. I was like, he was dead by then, right?
I was like, how old do you think Dave is?
Well, if Mark Twain was born in like 1890.
No.
That's not true.
He was born in 1835.
Oh, well, I don't know. I didn't remember when he was born.
Why did you say it then?
Well, because if he was born in 18-something, it's possible that he could have been like 80, 90 years old when you passed...
Andrew, when do you think Huck Finn came out?
I don't know. I never
dude.
Cared.
Dave, were you there in 1910?
Yeah, it hurt. It hurt a little.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, Dave, you knew Lincoln, right?
Maybe he could have jumped out.
Were you upset when he got shot?
What was Ben Franklin like?
Damn.
I couldn't picture Mark Twain being scary other than if you actually crossed paths with his decrepit old ass. And out he sprang from the shadows in that cave or whatever.
They had an actor and he was just like, hello, kids. And, damn, brother.
I love the idea of Mark Twain doing his own tours.
Right. Yeah. He's just like standing there.
This is where I was born. 150 years ago.
You're kidding me.
Andrew, that's awesome. I went to the Al Capone Museum when I was in junior high.
Yeah.
The real Al Capone was not there.
Okay.
No, but there was a guy dressed up like a gangster. It wasn't the real Al Capone.
Do
you know that for a fact?
Original gangster.
I'm positive of it. He died of syphilis in prison.
Before this happened or after this happened?
Way before.
Now he's talking about Mark Twain still.
Yeah, Mark Twain.
Yeah.
Little known fact.
People often confuse those two.
Yeah, died Capone in prison from syphilis did Twain.
A lot of old-timey people had syphilis, though.
Man, remember the...
Any others, Amy?
George III, the American Revolution. He was insane.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Hmm. I knew he was crazy, but I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's what it was? So well, we're kind of here because of syphilis, right? Like, had he not had it, maybe we'd have been cool with
him.
He
probably wouldn't have taxed them without representation.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a syphilis talking.
I might not have sent those redcoats.
I've never heard someone call King George just George. Just first name basis.
Yeah, it's a bit familiar, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, Georgie III. You know him. Anyway, he had syphilis.
We did.
He's a little crazy.
You know, like Mark Twain.
Picked
he died
a fight.
In prison.
Yeah. Picked a fight and lost.
He died in prison
did
in
Al
syphilis
Capone
in
have
19.
Syphilis?
And then, scared, and then scared Dave in Hannibal, Missouri.
That's right. Third grade Dave. Hello!
Never mind.
Met Edgar Allan Poe once.
He was quite dark.
They just kept saying evermore.
Andrew.
When I was in sixth grade.
You met Mark Twain?
My whole class. Like, I went to a school where there were three classes of each grade, if that makes sense. And so like 90 of us, I guess. And we put on a musical called Let George Do It, which I looked it up the other day, and it's still out there. People are still doing it. And they wanted us to dress up like the revolutionary period. And I'm from South Roxana. So kids rolled up their acid wash jeans and made a trifoil hat out of the newspaper, the Alton Telegraph. Mm-hmm. Except for me, my mom, the seamstress tryhard, made a period exact Revolutionary War era outfit.
That's kind of cool.
That's awesome.
No, it's not. It is not.
It is if you homeschool.
When you show up,
I can tell you that.
And Terry Otwell in sixth grade is 6'4" and 300 pounds and looking to beat ass, and you show up in pantaloons, you just made it a lot easier for all the other kids.
It's not that serious, dweeb.
Try hard.
What's up, George III? How's your syphilis? I begged my mom. White pull-up socks and little buckle shoes and
the buckles on the shoes.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I came tap dancing into that thing.
Were those buckles purely decorative?
Yes, they were. As was everything on me. And I showed up, and I had the very first line. You walk out, and my line was, we're here to tell you a story. And everyone goes, so, stick around. And so the very first kid you see looks like they've been through a time portal, and then everyone else walked out in their South Roxana gear, and they're like,
okay. They probably thought it was an amazing production when you walked out.
Yeah. No, you thought you were seeing Hamilton when I walked out there.
Oh, man. You big time those other kids.
That's awesome.
The same.
God, I love that.
The same year, we had a nighttime wrestling meet where my mom wore a dress and pearls. My dad wore a suit, which they just didn't do other than funerals. And we had to strip down to our blue jeans and no shirt, which these days would get you thrown in prison if you had a bunch of 12-year-old boys wrestle skins and shirts.
Yeah.
What? Sixth grade was a big year.
Wow.
Was it feel that you had like a teacher or coach or whatever,
yes,
right?
Who's kind of
like
teacher slash coach.
Why don't you go ahead and pop those shirts off, boys?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. We were in the teacher's lounge at night.
No.
So it's already really weird. And we were all wearing, you know, no one has a wrestling singlet. So we're wearing blue jeans and shirts. Some of us t-shirts, some of us button downs, because, you know, again, you're a dork, you're 12 years old, you don't care. And the coach is like, oh, I should have had you guys wear like shorts and t-shirts, so just take your shirts off.
Oh, come on.
Like, okay.
How many years later did it take for you to realize how weird that was?
Yeah.
When you're young, you're like, okay, I'm doing what you tell me, you're an adult.
Yeah. Well, the story from that is I was going to have to, these guys know the story so well, I was going to have to wrestle Brad Wells. He was my best friend, and he was going to beat me like a drum. He did every single time. We're the same weight. And I ended up wrestling Johnny Milkey. Johnny Milkey was a twin to Patty Milkey, who is best friends with Nancy Noel, the love of my life. And I thought it would really impress Nancy if I beat the hell out of Johnny Milkey. And I did. I went WWE. I would like...
the people's elbow.
I would pin him down, and he'd be like, one, two, and I'm like, oh, not yet. And I'd go running around the mat, and then I'd throw him around again. He was not very tough. And I look over, and I see both Nancy and Patty crying, and I'm like, oh.
Whoops.
Didn't think this went through. So I was telling that story when we were like juniors in high school, and one of my buddies goes, yeah, do you remember when we had to wrestle shirtless? And I was like, ah! You're right. So I somehow overlooked that in my domination of the Milky Clan. Then when it was all over, and my dad, who I used to watch wrestling at the Chase with, who realized this was supposed to be Greco-Roman wrestling for points, and I went all Harley Race and Bobo Brazil, and he just gave me this head shake. Boy. And then I walked out, and Nancy Noel goes, you're the meanest boy I know.
Oh, no.
Crushing.
You got that right, girl.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Still wasn't as bad as let George do it. Boy, if I could have wrestled him in my pantaloons.
I was like, why didn't you bring out the pantaloons?
I would have created a timeline shift.
When you got to school that day and you're all dressed up, were you like, oh, no?
Oh, yeah. Because we had... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he had like 6 hours before.
No, I knew. I knew.
Oh, no.
I knew only the way you can know when you have pantaloons.
Being dressed like American Gothic. Oh.
And no one else even had a single thing. They just rolled up their jeans and...
Well, but that, like, okay, if you don't do it the way that you did it, how's anyone supposed to know who's George the Third?
He's the one with syphilis.
He's the one that acts crazy.
I didn't know this about Mark Twain. Oh. 123 DGS. Talking about my misspent childhood, I just thought of something I hadn't thought of in years. I was at Eddie O'Neill's house. His dad was in management at Olin, so they had a brick house. And everyone else was laborers, so we had siding houses. That's the only way I knew of any sort of class system. And they just had cool stuff. They had an LTD, Lincoln LTD, and a basketball court. And one day I went over there, and they had Cheese Whiz.
Oh.
And I went home, and I ran home, and I was all breathless, and I'm like, Mom, Dad, just at Eddie's, and they had something called Cheese Whiz. Can you get some from the store? And my dad's reading the Alton Telegraph. He just shakes it out, doesn't even show his face. He goes, oh, I didn't realize we had neighbors who were millionaires.
And what do you think Cheese Whiz cost at the time, like 80 cents?
Didn't get it. I had to stick with the Velveeta.
Oh. That's
carving off the hard parts of the Velveeta.
Is there like a Great Value Cheese Whiz now? Like would be the cheap version? There's got to be one.
Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Squeeze Whiz.
You know, I never ate Cheese Whiz. Never really had it.
I don't know
it.
If I've still eaten Cheese Whiz.
Yeah.
No. I don't have any specific memories of it.
Yeah.
It's very orange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite orange. I can't remember if I actually had it or not. We always just had the
Are
like,
you
orange.
Stoned?
It doesn't look appetizing to me.
I agree with you. It's like whipped cream cheese. Oh,
yeah.
I'm not into it.
I wanted to try it because of a Goofy movie, and they got that kid that's super into the Cheese Whiz, and it's like his whole personality.
I've had it.
But it's ever so orange. I'm sorry, Amy, were you trying
no,
to
no.
say something?
No, I've had Cheese Whiz because growing up, my sister loved it. And so if you wanted a treat, kind of like the Little Debbie Swiss rolls were a very unusual
treat. It's a legit treat.
I think her treat was cheese whiz. Yeah, and she liked it. It tastes like powder. You know, like if you whipped a powder into a whiz.
I used to beg for all kinds of stuff. I begged for cream of wheat. And it was just like eating something someone had already eaten.
Yeah.
I begged for milk of magnesia, which they made me take the whole bottle. I mean, like, not at once. That would have been child abuse. But
was it just the advertising worked on you?
Dude, they always say the best salespeople, I think I'm a pretty good salesman. The best salespeople are the easiest to sell. Mm-hmm. And I'm so easy to sell. Milk of magnesia, for the love of God.
What does it do?
It's like if you're got the scoots, it stops you from having it.
Oh, yeah. I think I thought it was a laxative, so it's the opposite effect.
Yeah. I think that's why.
And it can calm down like an upset stomach and things like that. Yeah.
I'm like an every couple of days kind of guy, probably because I had all that milk of magnesia I had as a kid.
Irreparably altered.
Yeah. Wow. Good thing I didn't couple it with cheese whiz, or I'd have never pooped.
Oh, no.
I'm surprised your parents didn't just say, I think, Dave, what you want is just milk.
Yeah, that's the Kirkwood way of teaching a lesson. The South Roxana way is like, okay, buddy, we're going to get you some milk of magnesia.
I think you're thinking it's milk, Dave. We'll get you some milk.
The cream of wheat is the one that always really makes me laugh because it's just like an ingredient. It's like being like, not being I want lasagna. It's being like, I want Parmesan cheese only.
It was the cream of wheat, and they put a pat of butter on it, and it would melt into the cream of wheat, and it just looked so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was awful. Mm-hmm. Just terrible.
This is a dumb question. Cream of wheat and grits are different, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Grits are, what
in
is grits, corn?
In the same family. Yeah. Hominy. Okay. Yeah. Some sort of a grain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What you said about the bricks being your only idea of a class system, of class, like that is so true, because you had siding houses, like those were the regular houses, and then you had the houses that have the brick on front and the siding all around, and then there were the millionaires who had brick all around.
Unheard of
Yeah, like just beyond comprehension, like they have brick on the back of their house. Yeah.
That was the one house.
Yeah,
the Eddie's, that was it. That's the only one. Everything else was siding.
We had the houses that, like, in our neighborhood where I grew up, where the like the bottom 2 feet were brick, and then everything else was siding.
Oh, yeah, a lot of those.
Like a bi-level house. The first time I walked into one of those in Rosewood Heights, and you can go up or down, I was just like,
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. 1:33. We're all going on the Wayback Machine, talking about childhood and stuff. Wheeler told a story in the break about a house on the way home that supposedly had a bowling alley in the basement.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yep.
Did anyone have a haunted house? Does everyone have a haunted house?
We had the one house that nobody would go by for Halloween. Like, nobody wanted to
for
go
reasons
near.
Or just look,
well,
creepy?
Everybody said the person that lived there was a murderer, but I don't think anybody actually knew that. I think the person that lived there probably scared the crap out of kids on Halloween, and then nobody would ever go back. Yeah, but it was like around the block from where we lived. You'd go there, and then you would just skip right around that one and go to the next one.
We had for real child molesters in our neighborhood, and rather than taking us Halloweening, they'd just be like taking a big drag off of a true cigarette. They'd be like, yeah, avoid 123 Maple.
Yeah.
But this true story, I knew exactly which house it was, one of the like three or four, but they made homemade popcorn balls. And so all of us in our little R gang, you know, Spanky and Stymie and stuff, were like, goo-goo-goo-goo. So we went in mass and we got the pedophiles popcorn balls because we couldn't pass up on that. And then just took them home. And our parents are like, where'd you get these? We're like, this house. They're like, all right, well, you cut it in half and be careful. Make sure it doesn't have any, like,
needles in it.
Needles or razors.
Yeah.
Things were different, man.
That is wild to me, because when people would make the popcorn balls when I was a kid trick-or-treating, I hated those. We hated the popcorn
balls. It was just that they
were
different.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a kid who is getting milk of magnesia. So
yeah, that's true.
I always hated the people that would throw an apple in your bag. Oh, like, man, apple. I got those at home.
Yeah.
You know, Snickers or something.
Yeah.
We never had a haunted house, but we had this guy in the neighborhood that he must have been college age, maybe a teenager. You know, when you're
yeah,
six.
Everyone's grown up.
And he drove, again, this old car that was funky and different. In my head, it was an old Camaro, but it was probably just like, you know, a beat up old car, but it felt cool, like something like a DeLorean and a Camaro put together. But every time he drove by,
nothing scarier than a middle aged man in a Camaro.
Well, no.
He was a teenager.
He was like young, like teenager at college, but he would drive by. But no, he wasn't scary. We thought he was so cool. And somehow we gave him the name Dude Monger. And every time he drove by, we'd go, Dude Monger! And he was this legendary status of the coolest guy ever. And all the neighborhood kids would yell at him, Dude Monger! I have no idea who he was. We didn't know who he was. I don't even know where he lived.
What the hell does Dude Monger mean?
I don't know. I was six. All the neighborhood kids would call him Dude Monger. Mm. I just Googled it to make sure it wasn't bad. That's how much I don't know what it means.
Wow. Andrew, you had to have had a haunted house.
I avoided things like haunted houses.
You grew up in Alton, everything's haunted.
Yeah, exactly. I was a scaredy cat, and we had so much real hauntings. Like, there's a haunting just, like, right up the street from me that I've always been terrified of, and to this day, I drive past it on my way to and from work every day, and I don't look.
Is it one of the known places, or known to the locals?
Known to me. I don't even know if it's known to the locals. I've not spoken to anybody in the neighborhood.
Would you guys, when you were teenagers, and Rach, you grew up in the same area, would you, like, drive by McPike Mansion and stuff like that? Or
Yeah, sometimes.
Not necessarily for the purpose of, like, because I live, not to dox myself, but I live fairly close to McPike Mansion. So I would drive past it just in...
Now they're going to find you.
Yeah.
Just okay, there's the
just find the
community.
Wooded area near McPike.
Right. Just look for the woods. Right.
Okay, you see a little mouse running around, you're probably in the right neighborhood.
There's a little smashed mouse in the intersection. This has to be it.
I have perhaps given too many identifying details after all.
Well, didn't we have a remote one time and someone came up to you and was like, this is your address.
Yeah, that did happen.
Oh, my God.
That did happen.
No.
I'd be like, not next week it won't be.
I had said that I am the neighbor of Mike Roberts, the old weather TV guy,
which I never believed you on.
It's true, and this guy had done work on his house, and so he knew the neighborhood and he knew that house. And then I guess described what my house looked like, and so he was like, "You cannot tell me that you don't live at." And then he gave me my exact address, and I said, "That's true. I can't tell you I don't live there."
I mean, you could tell him that.
Yeah. You're like, yeah, I used to live there.
It would have been a challenge.
Yeah. He had me up against the wall. Now, he was a very nice guy. He didn't, there was nothing sinister about it. He just thought
that's how
that
they
he
get
had,
you.
Just wanted you to know.
That's how they get you.
He thought he had guessed correctly, and he had.
That's odd.
Still can't believe you threw a mouse into the intersection.
I know.
It's fine.
He ran.
I think it's not fine. Probably it's probably
no.
Dead.
There's no. What there's
the car
grass?
Drives by.
Wait, you hit it with a shovel, didn't you?
Did you hear a squeak?
Where did you get that from?
I thought you did something weird to it.
No, that was the possum that
something violent. What?
That was the possum that my wife had to behead with the shovel.
Yeah,
a possum.
Damn.
It was at our friend's house.
Possum?
An old possum itself. It was stuck in the. It was in our friend's yard in the city, and it was like backed into a corner, and it was getting really upset. And there was not going to be an easy way to extract this possum.
Couldn't
and
just
they
leave
were
it alone?
Getting upset.
Yeah, could he just go into the house?
And they were freaking out. And they it was like stuck halfway in like a trap. And it wasn't like hurt.
Man,
but
your story's changed so quickly.
Can you imagine a murder trial with this guy?
At first, it was just in the corner, and now it's in a trap.
Well, because if I said it was trapped, then you guys are going to be like, oh, well, then, you know, you could have just left it there. But it's like the circumstances of the situation were not that I could have just left it there. So it had to be.
Tiny little Megan, sweet little tiny Megan, who works at a vet's office.
Yeah, she said, I think I can take care of this. And we said, okay, by all means.
Did she behead it or did she knock it out?
She beheaded it.
Cool.
It had to be beheaded.
Damn, brother.
But their heads are pointy.
It was getting... What?
Their heads are pointy?
She's saying you couldn't find the neck.
That's right.
I mean,
she just translated. Yeah. That was awesome.
Guys, I speak Amy.
If you start, I mean,
I didn't think this conversation could get creepier.
Their heads are pointy.
But their heads are pointy.
Just but like, what she means is,
how could you find
Ron? Just like, let me translate.
I got this. Exactly. But how could you easily find the vital veins? If you start at the eyes and work back a couple inches, you can get pretty close.
Oh, come on.
I'm not trying to be crass here, but was it in one?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question.
Or
how many
it, did
swipes?
It take a couple tries?
Is this really a question you guys want an answer to?
You can't behead a pointy-headed opossum in one shot.
No. I mean, this was not a guillotine. It was a shovel.
Yeah. So she was doing some hacking.
It was a house shovel. Yeah. I mean, well, it wasn't hacking. Hacking is a little, you know. We did a little violent.
Hey, man, you brought it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, you told the story.
It didn't.
My wife beheaded a possum. You mean she hacked at it? No, that's too violent.
Yeah.
It was a clean
she
cut.
Didn't. Yeah.
It didn't live past the first one, I don't think.
Oh, my God.
I don't think.
I would have used the broadside to hit it in the head. You know what I mean? Just knock
How would you
it
guys
out.
Murder an opossum?
Yeah, no kidding. Amy's got a plan.
There was a lot of uncertainty. There
They're
was a lot
so
of uncertainty.
Mean and scary.
How
Watch out.
Had an opossum. You
and it had to be.
We all know about the rash of possum attacks.
The head ends and the back begins.
You're hitting its butt.
Did I decapitate it or cut it in half? I don't know.
You just cut its butt off.
Well, the head was too pointy. What was I supposed to do?
God. How did we get here?
I don't know.
Good luck tracing
you
that
You accused
one.
Me of murdering the mouse with a shovel.
We were talking about
that. Yeah, my actually, wife is worse.
You know houses. What? This is my fault.
Yeah, it is.
It started with an innocent, you guys have a haunted house when you're a kid.
Any neighborhood legends?
I know one haunted house at all.
Yeah, it's got a ghost possum.
Haunted by a possum.
I don't think I appreciate...
I know something possums avoid at all costs.
I don't think I appreciate Wheeler's little attitude during this entire story.
What?
Possums can be
Shock?
Dangerous. They hold rabies. They are like the number one...
I mean,
Oh, don't you dare shake your head in the crowd. Don't you dare. I'm getting actually mad now.
Run from the possum. Here they come.
And they hiss.
I know. Oh, my God. It's so scary.
Kevin does have a...
I think they're kind of cute.
I just wish I had all the answers like Kevin. I just wish.
I'm just not scared of possums. That's all.
Real piss poor attitude from this guy, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yes. I think so.
Kevin.
I think
we should really be more supportive.
We should all be murdering
possums
because they're so scary.
A little support would be nice.
Yeah.
Look at this little guy.
I'm going to email PETA.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm gonna email PETA right now.
Amy is fully on board with the possum slaughter.
I know.
Amy's the only
She's
one
like,
that
I
has
hit
my
broadside.
I have Andrew's back. I will die on this hill with Andrew and the possum.
Amy has disdain for anything she deems beneath her.
I mean,
you're in the crosshairs.
I haven't decapitated you yet, have I?
Yeah.
They don't got no Branson, souls.
She
They're
does
too
think,
small.
She
can't does find
think,
the neck.
Right. She does think most things are beneath her.
They're too pointy, so they don't got no souls. You can cut their heads off.
This is like a possum with big black glasses.
I hope somebody murders you with a shovel.
The possums will not be singing with God's choir. You can cut their heads off. It's fine. There's no heaven for possums.
Is there a movie? All possums go to heaven?
No, because nobody likes them.
Might as well just cut its head off.
Did he say all possums are all possums?
Look, he's in the corner. He's going to kill us.
So the whole playing dead
he's
thing doesn't work?
He can't move. He's going to get us. Hurry.
No, it didn't work. I saw right through it. I was like, he's not dead yet.
Think about that. The possum, the whole thing with a possum is they play dead, so it doesn't even work. Just pretend you're dead.
Man, this one played real good.
Yeah.
She won't hit me with that shovel. I'm dead already.
Ranji's looking at a decapitated possum going, no, he's just playing.
These guys are good.
No, he's not really dead.
Yeah, but those are the scary ones, right? The ones that pretend they're dead?
Well, we killed the right possum.
The one that was aggressive.
How do you think when a possum pretends to be dead, the predator walks away? Do they open up one eye and check?
Yeah.
They're like, just, did he go? Yeah.
No way she uses that shovel. DGS. Fridays we have Sue Thomas come in at 2 o'clock. She'll be here in a few minutes. Speaking of caged animals, did anyone else have an alley monkey?
What?
What?
Yeah. It's a big part of my stand-up routine. Walking down my alley about 5 houses down, the family, I won't dox them because they're probably still around, but a family had a monkey It wasn't quite one of them, like an organ grinder monkey. It was a little bigger than that, like a gray, just dirty monkey, dirty in more ways than one. Let's say he was in touch with his own self. And yeah, so I had to walk by that guy every day. Being like 11 monkey? Years old and curious about
like, was
everything.
Was he still out there in the winter?
Everything I learned from the monkey.
He would sit. Like, and that's monkey business
would,
right there.
Yeah, he would do his monkey business. He would eat apples.
You would just watch him do
and
his
he's all
business?
Out of apples.
No, I would watch him eat apples, Amy. I was there for the apples.
Alley monkey.
Boy, did he like them. Brother loved apples.
Well,
were you talking about the apple guy, the SNL Chris Kattan, that thing, that monkey he does where he eats the apple and
Mr.
shreds
Peepers.
It?
Yeah.
Mr. Peepers, that's it. Yeah.
Dave and Mr. Peepers.
It was a lot like that.
By the way, horrible interview, Chris Kattan.
Yeah, was
awful.
He boring?
Yeah, it's terrible.
Really?
Yeah,
just wasn't playing.
You were here, weren't you?
Yes, I was here.
It's terrible.
These two are a married couple.
You have 50
you
vacations
there, right?
a year. I don't know when you're here and when you're not.
If they lose their show, they'll have to get divorced.
Yeah, he was really bad.
You were here for that.
Well, she's always on vacation. How do I know?
Oh, get serious.
Good comeback.
Yeah. Get
that's
him, Amy.
Comeback.
What a burn.
You
burned
him.
Sick burn.
That's how, for both of them, that's how you know that you have cut them in a way that they cannot respond to. They go, get serious.
I learned that from him.
I say that all
the
time.
Yeah, you both do it.
Well, no, I say it now because of him.
No. It's always my fault.
You do it when you're backed into a corner and you have no response.
Dave, are you charging by the hour?
Andrew, I stood by you with that stupid possum
sure did.
Story.
And I appreciate
that. And now
you're
throwing me under the bus.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just pointing. I'm just making sure everybody can see.
By far the worst take of the whole week about beheading animals. And she's like, I'm with Andrew.
There's no take involved. It's just a thing that happened.
Yeah.
It was an event. It's like recalling a legend.
Would you have beheaded the alley monkey?
If the situation was looking at us funny.
What if the alley monkey was Mickey Dolenz? Would you?
I can tell you this: that monkey only needed one hand to do his harm. So
yeah,
you could have trapped him all kinds of ways.
All monkeys fling feces?
What the hell?
You know, it's funny. I don't remember him doing that.
I don't think so.
No, that's not the. That's
a
not
real
the,
thing.
That's not the thing that he was talking about, Amy.
No, I know that. But I didn't know if you ever saw him.
No. I don't have a memory of that.
Was it like capuchin? Capuchin?
A Catholic monkey?
A capuchin? A Catholic?
Wow.
A capuchin?
It was like that, but I don't think it was. Like the one of the
Those
little
are tiny,
rascals.
Though, right?
It didn't look exactly like that. It was bigger and dirtier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a little Uncle Fatty to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was like a little miniature Uncle Fatty.
Oh, Uncle Fatty.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. We try not to talk about it here on the show.
You hit the wrong side of a shovel.
Wow, dude. Stop murdering animals.
It's
but
not
didn't
murder,
Uncle Fatty
it's self
have
defense.
A heart attack?
We don't know because he walked into the woods.
Yeah, he disappeared into the.
That's so sad.
He downed his last 2 liter of Sunkist and walked into the woods.
That's really sad.
He walked off into the sunset. Never
I mean, they
to
took
seen.
Him to rehab and he got shredded. And then he broke out and he came back and he started eating again.
Yeah, he decided.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I mean,
no matter
they
what,
are just, they are
I
just
love the
like
idea
us.
Of Uncle Fatty is like taking like pre workout and like hitting the gym every day and then falls off the wagon.
He was in rehab for like a year.
Yeah, then his ex girlfriend calls him and is like, hey, I got a two liters of Sunkist. What do you say? And
he's there are people like, throwing hot dogs at monkeys. He's like, okay.
I'm back on the wagon.
What are you going to do?
Oh, God. Man.
Oh.
Well, this is a good way to start a Friday.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's a good way to end a week.
Isn't it?
Or a show. Depending on if Pete is listening.
Yeah. Cardinals baseball up next. Everybody, just go.
Yeah, how about that? Wheels, you excited? You happy again?
It's about damn time. It's been 84 years since they played a real ball game.
Did you just play video games?
Yeah. I tried to. Damn outage. Xbox Live was down for, I don't know, like all day yesterday.
From this
thing?
It was
annoying. I don't know, but it was down. It came back around like 10 o'clock last night, but man, was Jones.
Would he play in the college football? Not yet.
No, no. Okay. I didn't. I decided I didn't want to feel like a sucker and pay an extra $30 for 3 days of extra play time. So he actually comes out today. So I'm gonna.
I'll tell you, sucker. My son did it, and he's never been happier about any purchase.
I know. I would have been happy doing it too. I'd just be like, it's
had dinner with him last night. He's having the time of his life.
It's
playing
the
that.
Best. Could've been, could've been.